In a world where achievements and accolades motivate us to do more and be more, we're often left wondering, is this really it?
Deep inside, you know there is more to life. You're ready to leave behind the old, push your way through, and claim the deeper life that's calling you.
That's where we excel.
We're your hosts, Stephanie Allen
and Marin Oslak.
And this is the Soulful Leader Podcast.
Sit back and relax as we share the shortcuts we've uncovered to help you make shift happen.
Hi, welcome back to the Soulful Leader Podcast. We are so excited because we just finished our last podcast and had a conversation afterward and realized that we had very different opinions. And so we thought, what a great idea to bring this forward into our next podcast. Like, how do you deal with differing views? And like, you know, can both be right? Is it possible? So we thought this is a great segue into, we had just spoke about memories and how we live those memories. And yeah. Marin, why don't you share a little bit about what your thoughts were on that?
So it was so interesting because I think the statement that Stephanie had made was, memories are all we take with us. And I didn't agree. I was like, well, I don't think we even take our memories with us. And because if it's the stories we tell ourselves and we can change the stories, then that's not all we take with, like, that what we take with us is our essence. And I didn't want to contradict her, but I also wanted to, like, not be like, that's the only viewpoint. So there was this kind of dance going on throughout the podcast. And then afterwards, like Stephanie said, we started to talk about it. And one of the things that both of us are working with in our own personal spiritual lives is that concept of both and instead of either or. So when there are two differing opinions or points of view, could it be possible that both are true, like Stephanie said? And I fully believe that both are true. And my hesitation for wanting to say something was not, obviously not to Stephanie, because as soon as we got off the air, I said to her, I was like, that's not the way that I think about things. And she's like, well, we need to talk to our audience about that. And so I realized that my hesitation was because of the audience. And so we wanted to bring you into this conversation of, when you have a differing point of view, what happens? Is there conflict? Can it be both? Can both exist? Can it be, like, what's the process that goes on?
You know, the interesting thing that you're bringing up with that is what I keep hearing is inclusiveness.
Mm.
It's like, which is a big word right now in, it's interesting. I'm in Canada and Marin is in the United States. And I know in Canada that a lot of it is a lot about inclusivity. And that both can be right. And do you have space? Like, we were talking of cleaning out, you know, our basements in our mind, in our souls, in our hearts, so that you have space to be able to hold both perspectives.
Yeah.
And that is a whole new shift. This is what we're talking about in the evolving leadership and in the evolving soulful consciousness that we are both prefacing here. And so it was so great because Marin had one idea and I had a differing idea. Can we hold space for both and that both can be true? To me, this is the key to peace in our world and to service and to really evolve.
So I just want to mention that in the past, when Stephanie would have said something like that, there would have been an immediate judgment in my brain of, that's not true. And then I would have needed to correct her. And what I did on last week's podcast was, there was that moment in my brain of, that's not how I think about things. It wasn't a, that's not true. There was a, that's not how I think about things. And I stopped and I took a breath and I just listened to how Stephanie thought about that. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And I would love to have a deeper conversation with her about that later. And I put it off to the side, right?
And can you imagine, Marin, like if we could all adopt that in a way of like creating, just listening and being curious and wondering, going, wow, that's a fascinating perspective. Tell me more. I'd really love to know why your opinion is of this. And to suspend the memory or the judgment or the shoulda, coulda, woulda, ought to, and just say, what if this person has a very different perspective? I remember one time I saw the Dalai Lama when I was living in Los Angeles. He had come out and he was speaking at the Hollywood Bowl, and he was sharing about his perspective, and that people kept coming up to him saying, oh, it's so awful, the things that are happening in Tibet, and that you have to leave your home. And he's like, you know, it's a perspective. And he said, we tend to look at, if you imagine standing in front of a pole and you're like inches away from that pole, like your nose is almost pressed up against the pole. He said, you're going to see a perspective of that pole from your very narrow perspective. He said, but when we back up and we do a 360 degree vision of this pole, you'll see something very, very different. And that was such a great message to me at that time, because he said, you know, what he had learned was that it was time for his teachings to get out to the world, and that he wasn't meant to be isolated, that he needed to go out and share it, that there was a higher purpose for what was going to happen. So kind of segueing from, you know, bitter or better from our last episode, but seeing the paradox of both and being open to someone else's perspective of that 360 degree. That's on a very level land, but it's like not only take a 360 degree, but then think of yourself like in a car and then going to a helicopter and then going to an airplane and then going to a rocket ship. That's another dimensional way of also looking at it too. You see the landscape very differently the higher you go up. You can start to see where the congestion is or the problems are, but when you're in it, you can't see it.
Yeah. And that's the space aspect. And that's what I feel like I'm working with. And I know you and I have talked about this, Stephanie, of continuing to make space. And what does that mean? So you used a great closet analogy of, if we keep coming home with stuff and we just keep shoving it in the closet, we no longer have any space in our closet. And if we think about that inside of ourselves, if we keep taking stuff and shoving ideas into our heads and into our bodies, and this person's perspective and this person's perspective and this person's, and we never take the time to actually just like sit and breathe with it. Be like, is that mine to own? Do I need to agree with that? Do I have to, like, all of those, it starts to feel tight and constricted. And when I'm tight and constricted and somebody tries to add another opinion in, I'll immediately rebuff that and like push back. If I don't feel tight and constricted, and one way to eliminate that tightness and that constriction is to breathe. And I know in the world right now, we're having so many breathing problems. So if you can stop for a moment and take a breath, and you can feel your shoulders relax and take a deep breath. Try and breathe into your belly, like your lower belly. I just worked with a wonderful chiropractor in the area, Dr. Jamie, and she had me doing what she calls her 360 breath. And I love it, because I've done belly breathing for years, and I've never thought, actually not true. When I was working in some of my dance stuff, I thought about breathing into the backside of my body, and I've only ever used it for my dancing. So she's got me thinking about breathing 360 all the way from the front of my belly all the way around, feeling it in the sides and even in my back. And it's so freeing. It creates so much space.
Oh, the breath is so miraculous when we think about it. It's like, just, I always say, you know, you pack it for free. It goes with you wherever you go. You don't have to pay for it, you know, and yet do we utilize it? No, not to its full capacity.
We take it for granted.
Take it for granted. You're absolutely right. We take it for granted. Yeah. And I believe that's what we do with our consciousness. We take it for granted, and we kind of concrete, like a concrete stone. We say, that's the way it is, you know?
Yeah.
And so what happens to a concrete stone if it's like in there? It's like you have to break it up. And to break it up takes a lot of energy, takes a lot of force. And that's often what happens in our lives in the way of suffering. It's like that is breaking up the concreteness of our thoughts. And I've heard it said before too. It's like, you know, every night we have these rituals of like brushing our teeth or washing our hands and face before we go to bed, or, you know, first thing in the morning, we take a shower. We do this to our physical bodies. We clean it. We don't clean our mind. We don't clean our emotions. And essentially our emotions are what's moving our mind. It breaks things up. And you're angry, or you're sad. It's like weather. It is literally creating a flow. And that's what emotion is energy in motion. When we don't emote, it becomes solid mass.
So if you were going to give somebody a practice, like something that they could do every evening, say, for example, like brushing their teeth, so that they're cleaning their teeth and they're cleaning out the emotions and they're cleaning out the crud and all the stuff that accumulates, what would be something that that our audience could do either first thing in the morning or first thing, like last thing in the evening, or even both? What would be something?
Well, I know a practice that I do at nighttime is I relook at my day in the way of saying, you know, what inspired me? Because that's an emotion of joy. Like, what inspired me? What was the highlight of my day? And to really own that and to also look at as why was that my highlight of my day? What was it that was so inspiring or so uplifting? This is good information. Then I always say, what's my stretch? Where, and that could be where I got like really frustrated with somebody or something or a concept. I mean, gosh, there's so much going on in the news right now to irritate you and trigger you. It's like, those are doorways. Like, where did you get frustrated or afraid or sad? Like, those are the stretches. And then look at why, because that's also a marker, like a flag of saying what's important to you. There's something, there's a buried treasure there. So pay attention. That's also good. And then my third question I always say is like, so what was I grateful? And I kind of have a dual question with that one. It's like, what was I grateful for today? Or what did I find beautiful? Like what is really nourishing me today? And those three questions are such a great thing to do before you go to bed so that you can clean it. You can empty it out rather than take it into your sleeping or into your dream state. It's just a nice way to really open it up. That's a suggestion. And by the way, everything that we're offering, like Marin and I are both saying, is like, this is an exploration of evolving. And these are suggestions. We always would love to hear from you, whether you agree or disagree, it's all good. We'd love to know, because that's the dialogue we want to have, is like, how do we transcend the either or, and how do we move it into a both and? Like, there is space for everyone's thoughts, opinions, ideas, because they're true for you.
So one of the things that I do in the mornings, and this is the reason that when Stephanie mentioned about the memories being what we take with us, I thought, interesting, because one of my morning practices is, if I didn't remember who I was, what would I do today? Like, what would I be drawn to? Where would I be going? What would my future self want me to do, instead of my memories from my past telling me who I should be today? And so I, first thing that I do in the morning when I wake up is I explore the unknown. I don't want to reach immediately back into my memories of what I already know. And it's a fun exercise for me. I've been really enjoying it. And it makes space.
So it's like having a beginner's mind, right? Like a child, like a childlike wonder. Like, when you think of children, they don't have a long past. It's just a few years. Yeah. And that's the good news, is because they don't have a long past. So they are totally open in awe and wonder and possibility and creativity. What if?
What if?
What if?
And in evolutionary like terms, we oftentimes, or spiritual terms, we'll talk about the observer. And we mentioned that last week. We called it the thinker. Who's the thinker? Who's the person behind? So I try to stay in the observer and just observe. And then there's when I first wake up, if I don't put the memories immediately, if I don't layer the Marin immediately on there, then who is the observer observing? You know, some deep questions, but they're fun and they allow me to not take myself so seriously. And I think that when we take ourselves really seriously, that's where we get into some trouble, because Stephanie mentioned it earlier of being, you know, if you're in it and you're in that, what we call almost like a flatland, and you can't have that perspective from the helicopter, from the airplane, the higher perspective, and you're in it, you feel so stuck. And if you can stop and get that, you know, it's not me perspective of who's the observer. There's a secondary, like I can back off of that. It can help us to just kind of breathe through those things and not feel reactive when somebody has a different opinion than you do. Like,
and to be able to ask another question, right? It's like when you're in that stuckness, if you can say, okay, which part of me is in that stuckness? And if I can say, what is that part believing right now? The observer would say, what is that part believing? And that's such an interesting word, because believing means to be living.
And so on our question podcast, that was one of the things that you brought up, was the fact that we are living the questions we're asking. If you want to know what questions you're asking in your life, look at what you're living. What are you believing? What are you what are you living? Absolutely.
There's so much possibility, isn't there, Marin? Like, yeah. When we can really open up and start to play like a childlike way, not childish, but like childlike wonder way, there's so many possibilities.
There really are.
And that's what we're presencing here for all, you know, for you listening today. It's like, there are so many possibilities.
So the thing that I guess kind of the way I want to wrap it up is that instead of the conflict, so Stephanie and I could have gotten into conflict over the difference of our thoughts on memories. And instead, we got to explore in an excited, I was really excited, in an excited, joyful way. What are the possibilities of memories? And both are true, that we do take our memories with us. When Stephanie was talking about it last week, I was like, huh, look at that. I hadn't thought about it like that, because I've been exploring this other way. And I kind of want to leave you on a joyful note here, because one of the things that when we were talking last week, Stephanie, she started looking up different,
paradoxes.
Exactly. And you want to read some of them for the audience? These are great, because
how about this one?
Yeah.
Birds of a feather flock together, or opposites attract.
And both are true. That's the great part. It's like, exactly. Oh.
Or the early bird gets the worm, or better late than never.
This is probably one of my favorite ones, is try and fail, but don't fail to try. But then also, better safe than sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Or how about, you are never too old to learn. You hear that all the time. You're never too old to learn, dear. Or you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Like, both are true. If you put your energy into one of those, both are true. And what if both are true? So next time you're in a disagreement with somebody, what if you could say both are true? And what if there's a third perspective?
Mm.
You know, one of the things that I grew up with is saying you can't live big in a small town. And then the pandemic happened, and it doesn't really care where you live, because everything can be online. And so now I live in a global community. So does it really matter? It's like, both are true. If you put your, it's where you put your energy.
And earlier you mentioned a doorway. So what if we come into contact with somebody who has a differing opinion from ours, so that we can explore that together?
I say fascinating creation. Tell me more. I think that's what we miss out on, is like leaning in to really have intimacy, right? To be able to connect. We're so longing to belong. We're so longing to find a place. It's so interesting, right? We're so longing to feel like we have our tribe or our place. And yet there's so much about inclusivity. And then there's so about like, there's a paradox right there. It's like we're unique and yet we are the same. So yeah, when you meet somebody and they have a different, instead of pushing your ideas or projections onto them, give yourself some space to say, okay, maybe this person has a different insight. It's not about right or wrong or good or bad. They're not crazy. You can just go, you know, tell me more about that. I'm really interested in why you think that way or how you see it. And it has to come not from your head, your figuring it out mind. It needs to come from your heart of like, I really care about this person. They're a good soul. Because ultimately, all of us are at the core. Yet, yeah, we take on stuff. Just like I said, you know, if we didn't wash ourselves every day, we'd be smelling pretty stinky. And so it's like a lot of us have this mind that is literally been adopted from our culture, our experiences in life, all these different things are, you know, what we've participated in, but it isn't really who we are. And yet each person can give you a different doorway. Just like the Dalai Lama told me about the 360 degree view of looking at a pole. It's like everybody sees it differently. And what if we could adopt different visions of it so that we could see the whole picture and not just one small piece of it?
That's awesome. So use some tools. We gave you some extra tools today. Play with those and see how they work for you. Maybe doing an end of the day practice or a beginning of the day practice, or even just in the moment, dropping into your body a little bit further into your heart. Drop your breathing further down. Use the 360 breathing that we talked about. Thank you, Dr. Jamie. And, you know, play with those. And we would love to hear some of the paradoxes that have been doorways for you. So you can join us at on our Facebook page, which is The Soulful Leader, and or send us an email. And if you're enjoying our podcast, please do give us a rating on your favorite podcast platform, whether that's Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or even join us on our website.
And share it with your friends. Share it with others too.
Yeah, that would be great. So this was an exciting episode for us. Thanks for joining us, and we will chat with you next week.
And that wraps up another episode of the Soulful Leader Podcast with your hosts, Stephanie Allen
and Marin Oslak. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to dive deeper, head over to our website at thesoulfulleaderpodcast.com.
Until next time.